Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spak is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Keita is the author of The Tipping Point to Happiness. She is a happiness expert. You're starting to get that picture, right? And a communication strategist. And more importantly for us, she's a great member of our Brain Trust. Keita Spak, the lovely and talented Keita Spak, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, and I'm glad to hear that you're happy. Because otherwise we'd, if you're not happy, we're in big trouble here.
I want to bring that glimmer of sunshine into everybody's home.
Happiness doesn't have to mean giddy, does it?
No, not at all.
What is happiness?
Happiness is a sense.
Contentment and things like that?
Yeah, it's you know what, Jim? If a person feels self-fulfilled and at peace, then I would equate that to being happy.
Have you ever thought about happiness, sort of evaluating happiness as almost a balance sheet? Because you know, if you own a business, there are a lot of things that happen to you a business every day that could make you unhappy. And so sometimes I look back on my career and sometimes I've remembered tough times and I've had to say, okay, this is not good, but this isn't all of my life. Let me check on some other parts of my life and sort of start adding them up. And you say, okay, I got more happy things than I do unhappy things, so that means I'm happy. What do you think?
I think that that's a sound strategy, Jim. In one aspect, too, if business is going well, but other aspects of your life are giving you grief, then those tend to spill over into your business dealings, and then it colors both ways.
It goes both ways.
Absolutely, yeah.
The personal to the business to the personal.
Yes, yes. But that just means that you're being a whole person. You can't compartmentalize yourself in your life and leave something here and pull something out of there. I think everything, when it's pulled together, then that is the authentic you. That is the complete you.
I do think that happiness is more complicated. I'm not going to say harder. I'm not going to say tougher. I'm not going to say. I just think happiness. Let me rephrase it. I think achieving happiness as a small business owner is more complicated than maybe any other discipline or career path that there is. What do you think about that?
Well, I know that if we're talking about being fulfilled and at peace, Jim, then that goal is one to aspire to. It's like an absolute, and we're always evolving toward that contentment and that peace. So that I do agree with you, it's a far-reaching goal, it's a worthwhile goal, because you can have everything else, all the shiny objects, if you like, but if you don't have happiness, to me, happiness is very much like health, and the two go hand in hand.
How,
without one or the other, you're not going to be happy.
How is happiness and success connected?
Well, I think that success, first of all, one says that success breeds success, and there is this contagious aspect to success. And usually, a person who is self-confident, has a certainty about themselves, has a sure-footedness about themselves, who's achieving success, tends to amplify it. They feel good about what they're achieving, and they want to repeat that feel-good emotion. And that basically is a bit of a recipe for happiness. If you have a moment of satisfaction, that feel-good emotion, you're trying to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And that then is the essence of if you like, striving for happiness.
And here's my thought on how to make that happen. Learn how to define success in smaller and more multifaceted ways. Because if I'm a business owner And I'm able to find some, I'm able to identify something that I've done successfully. As a business owner, that makes me happy. That does what you just said for me. And so, in other words, don't wait till you have a good year to be happy. Be happy every time you make progress with one customer. Maybe you haven't even sold them yet, but you make progress with one customer. Call that a success and celebrate that. What do you think?
Yes, celebrating those key moments, Jim, is crucial to our self-satisfaction and self-esteem, actually. If we're simply speeding ahead, let's say a contract is completed, we've signed the deal, and instead of maybe having a coffee around with the staff and saying, "Oh, this is great! Look what we achieved. Let's have a cake on, or something like that." You move on to the next objective without even celebrating that wonderful moment.
Without even slowing down for exactly.
Yeah, and you're actually cheating yourself out of
and your team.
Yes. So everyone out there, celebrate those little moments because they add up to the big ones.
Well, I tell you, that's been something that's kept me from just walking out of here, just running out of here a few times over the years, just by being able to say, okay, this isn't good, but this isn't the only thing that's going on in my life today. And sometimes, Keita, I would have to go all the way to the point where I'd say, okay, none of this is good. I hope my kids are good, and I'd call my kids and check on them. And if they were okay, I'd say, okay, the rest of this is not that big a deal. I mean, you have to keep looking for reasons. Sometimes you have to keep looking for reasons to not as I say, run away.
Yes. The other thing is, if you invert this equation, Jim, and you look at a situation that's maybe seemingly negative, you may find, in hindsight, after the fact, that situation was actually the best thing for you as a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And that simply is hindsight or reflection or assessment, looking at something that didn't go well. But if it taught you a lesson and you came out of it in a stronger position from a business advantage, then it actually was a good thing for you.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? Is that what they say?
You bet.
Keita, give us the website, please.
The website, tippingpointtohappiness.com. Hope you all can visit.
Check it out, folks. That's also the title of her book. And when we come back, we're going to talk about happiness this summer. We're going to talk about the seasonal happiness thing with Keita Spak right after these messages. I'm happier already. I hope you are.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.